Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That was the playmaker number 88 in his comfy suite. Hype after a Dallas Cowboys comeback win over the filthy Philadelphia Eagles. Were you just as hype as Michael Irvin after the dub? I know I was, but we had to keep it demure. We had to keep it classy up in the press box and in the Miller Lite Club adjacent. Me and Fred Davis, we're in the tunnel watching the final plays trickle away for the Dallas Cowboys in that comeback win. We're going to talk about the Cowboys' defense here on the Fan After Dark. Myself, Freddie D, and Khaki Kevin Walker in the Pimp Cup, keeping us nice and crispy on this nasty, wet Monday. I almost said Tuesday, but on this Monday evening here in the DFW. We also have the Dallas Mavericks and Miami Heat playing right now. This game is in Miami. It's tied 32-32. So we got lots to keep you guys covered on. It is a fun day on the Fan After Dark, and these are days that I just love doing radio.
And then, of course, you know, the news crept out yesterday. Marcus Simeon.
Yep.
Just
in the middle of the game. Second quarter.
Chris Young, clearly not a Cowboys fan. We know Luca is. We know Luca's a Cowboys fan.
Where's the bell? Where's the bell? You know what?
Luca's a Cowboys fan. Made sure everybody knew that.
Could have been a better 24 for Dallas.
I'll tell you what. It was a good.
Cowboys win. Texas wins. Texas A&M. I mean, all the Texas schools won.
Yeah, they beat Samford by. Didn't cover the spread, though.
But Luca and his post-game press conference.
A little final salvo. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
As he walks off, got a couple boos from the LA media as he walked away with a wry smile as he walked away. You said it. You and I talked a little bit earlier today. Luca wants to be back in Dallas.
He wants to be Luca back wants, in Dallas. I'm going to be delusional. I don't care. I'm going to be delusional.
I'll tell you what. I didn't buy your delusion, but I'll tell you what. When you say stuff like that and you're still locked in to what's going on in the Dallas sports scene. Now, he played a game.
That was a post-game press conference. That wasn't just like at his house on Instagram.
No, that was he talked about beating J.J. J.J. Redick in pickleball and then clowned whoever he was, his teammate was, and then made sure to love up the Cowboys as the final thing he said. So, it was a good day to be a Cowboys fan yesterday. It's been a good day to be one today. Like I said, we'll talk Philadelphia, get this game kind of through our system, and then, you know, look, this is what you knew you were getting into when you set yourself behind the proverbial eight ball with the ugly losses to Arizona and Carolina. Is you have to go out and you have to go win against the Philadelphias of the world, against the Kansas Cities of the world, against the Detroits of the world, because once you do that, and we'll talk more about Kansas City. Look, I think that's a winnable game, and I'm not just saying that to be a homer. Let me make that very.
You guys all know I'm a Chiefs fan. So
I'm a Chiefs fan, but as I've been saying to people on Twitter, this is a coin flip game on Thursday.
Both teams are in playoff mode.
But look, well, they're in do or die mode. But do or die playoff mode, exactly. I mean, look, and here's the thing about these two teams that I don't think people realize. These two teams are eerily similar. All right, they really truly are. Now, look, do I think the Chiefs have a little bit better defense than the Dallas Cowboys do from a consistent basis? Yes, they do. All right, but when you look at the offenses, all right, because guess what? The thing about the Chiefs on Thursday that if you're this Matt Eberflus, who by the way. Did you see my man's celebration after that ball got knocked out and they recovered that fumble? Eberflus?
No, I didn't see it. What'd he do?
Man, this dude's over here running up and down. I mean, look, Sweet Willie C was in his bag yesterday. I mean, he was screaming, running up and down the sideline, fist pumping.
Well,
I mean,
man, this is a team that doesn't turn the ball over. The Eagles, that's one thing they've been good at this year. Their offense has been kind of boring and putrid, but they haven't turned the ball over.
No.
Jalen Hurts hasn't been throwing picks left and right. Saquon hasn't been fumbling. So the fact that you were able to turn them over.
And your defense hasn't created many turnovers on top of that.
Let's read some of the fan texts. 877-881-1053, the way to get in contact with Fan After Dark. Okay. Grabbing that for later, you were in there first, but I was doing Jerry. Oh, I said that during crosstalk.
Yeah, you said that during crosstalk.
I asked you guys what was the reason the Cowboys won. We got Philly's lackluster play calling in the second half is the reason the Cowboys won. I think that's a factor. Getting turnovers and George Pickens and Dak from the 944. Okay. 2-1-0, physicality, effort, defense, and GP3.
Well, Shoddy did talk about it, and we'll get to some of his cuts later on throughout the program. Obviously, this will be a very Cowboys-heavy show today, and rightfully so. But he did talk about, A, the team's a little banged up today.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I saw that. That was a physical game yesterday. I mean,
they won in the trenches. How many times can we say that?
Your offensive line played their ass off yesterday. And even when Guyton did go out, your boy Nate Thomas stepped in, and you didn't miss a beat yesterday. Tell you what, Tyler Smith probably had his best game of the season.
And Jalen Carter was making him work for it. A couple times he was one-on-one with him.
Did Jalen Carter affect things? But I'll tell you what, for as much as we talk about, and what was it? I think it was the touchdown that eventually tied the game, but it was the deep pass that they threw to George Pickens, right? Okay. Where he caught it over DeGene.
You got the
two defenders.
That was a great still photo of them falling over each other.
But here's the thing that I don't, and I kind of listened to a little bit of the broadcast when I rewatched it again today. That was a dime by Dak.
Dude.
And real quick,
go ahead.
They gave him time to throw. Like, he had a clean pocket to throw. I mean, look, he had guys collapsing around him, but your offensive line gave Dak time to throw, and it's one of those deals where, you know, hey, I'm going to throw it up. GP's down there somewhere.
And I love that because George Pickens was the best deep ball catcher in the league before he came to Dallas, and we were like, well, he's been playing with terrible
a bunch
quarterbacks.
Of goons at quarterback.
Imagine if Dak, who's occasionally shown I can throw a nice deep ball, like, that wasn't really like his game of just like airing the ball.
He's never had George Pickens either.
Never had George. CD's more of an intermediate, kind of slippery yak guy, going to catch across the middle and make something happen. George has just been like, he's done all that. Plus,
man,
I'm going to go catch 60-yard go ball. So I've loved it. Some more of your guys' text. 214, you know damn well it was a defensive effort all across the board. Almost three full quarters of shutting out the Eagles. Crazy as heck. 817, biggest reason the Cowboys won yesterday was Marshawn Nealon leading and helping from a hand from above. Ring the bell for that. Marshawn was watching over the boys. Everybody on the Cowboys made sure to give him credit. 940, Dak, whoever credits the team after a win and takes the blame after a loss, that's number four. 903, George Pickens is our MVP, JC and Anna. 817, the only correct answer is the defense. From the 11 minutes in the second quarter on, they did not allow the Eagles to score.
No.
That's crazy, man. Like, I think I said in the opener, they crossed midfield twice after the 11-minute mark in the second quarter. Like, it was punt, 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 miss field goal, punt, fumble, punt, fumble. I was like, these were timely things that you were doing. As much as we want to talk about the Cowboys' miscues in the first half, the Eagles, and when it matters more in the second half, were falling apart. 2-4, Pickens is elite. I would say he's had a better year than CD. Made sure to drive them fantasy, and biggest difference on D is Quinnen Williams and having a taller corner like Revel in our secondary, even just for appearance, a tall cornerback makes a huge difference. That's from Dope Sick Dave.
No, it definitely does, and we'll play some audio later on in the show. We'll do our normal locker room, because, hell, this is the first time in a couple weeks, or, hell, 3 or 4 weeks where we've actually had some locker room audio to play. And, of course, you know, look, it's a lot of fun to talk to guys when
everybody wants
to talk after a big win, and guys did want to talk, and I did ask Osa, and we'll play that later, exactly what has Q meant to this defense, because I told him point blank, I said, look, you just had the best game, you've had the two best games of your season, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Quinnen Williams is here as a result of that, and he did kind of side-eye me for a second, but he didn't disagree, and then gave a great explanation as to what Quinnen Williams has meant to this defensive line. So we'll hear that from him later on the program as well.
We got about five different people all saying the same thing, so I'll summarize.
And Revel clowns me as well.
Yes, he does. We got audio for days to get to you guys. About five different people said the same thing, and I didn't think I'd ever be seeing this on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. People giving credit to Jerry Jones.
I've seen one. Jerry Jones is the reason F them picks from the 214. It's amazing.
We got another one right here to Jerry for being the gambler of the year. I got to give it to Jerry for trading them picks. I put it on my Instagram story today. Who would you rather have? Micah Parsons, option A. Option B, Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams, because obviously you had the money to get Quinnen, and then you got Kenny directly in the trade. So would you rather have two elite defensive tackles, one really elite one, or an elite pass rusher, generational pass rusher? And, I mean, the Packers are kind of where they were last year with and without Micah. The Cowboys are kind of the same record they were with and without Micah last year, but I think we'd all agree the last 2 weeks the defense looked better than any point than it did last year. So
hands down.
It's just crazy, man. Context, timing is everything because, like I said in the opener, if you'd have told me that when you play the Eagles in week 12 that your defense would look this good, sans Micah Parsons, I think people would have called you crazy.
Now, if they'd have told you, look, we're swapping him out with Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that would have played a big factor.
And all I'll say is
I didn't
is
see
this.
Enough people hype about it, though. Maybe just because he's a D lineman and people don't know. Pass rushers are sexy.
Casuals, and I'm not trying to take anything away, all right?
It's going on my Instagram story.
Casuals don't appreciate defensive line play.
Yeah.
All right.
No one's getting hyped for a right guard.
No one's getting hyped for nose tackles and three techniques. Yeah. Okay. They're just not.
We are, but.
We do. And you know, like I said, I mean, I've been fortunate enough. One of my closest friends played 14 years at a high level at the nose tackle position. And it helps you understand when they explain to you the difference. And I can't remember if it was, who was it? On the pregame show yesterday, Wooly Bully and Braz were talking about it. Where, you know, defensive tackles, you've seen kind of this resurgence in the importance of defensive tackles because, look, it's one thing to have everybody wants a great edge. That's a no-brainer, right? But when you and look, ask Tom Brady about this. What was his one Achilles heel? Pressure up the middle.
And it's kind of hard to combat it.
You can't. I mean, unless you're
going to have a running back stand right behind the center.
Unless you got Lamar Jackson or somebody like that that can, you know, sprint around the outside or something like that, when you get pressure up the middle, you are in trouble.
That play you just called,
you're cooked.
We got to do something else. Whether it was a run play or pass play, we have to now do something else when there's a leak up the middle.
And I'll say this, and again, it's two different scenarios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What did you think and there's a point to this. What did you think the energy was like yesterday in that locker room?
Dude, it was festive. I got done with Jerry, and usually when I get done with Jerry and I'm walking into the locker room to see where you and CA and Bobby are, there's maybe two to three at most media scrums going on. And I can know that you're at one, CA's at the other, and Bobby's doing his thing. I walked in, there was at least 9 media scrums going on. I was like, I gotta immediately hop in one to make sure we get audio of this. So everybody wanted to talk. No one admitted it, at least to me, and when I was in there, that this win was more they're all the same.
Yeah.
The Raiders, same as beating the Eagles. But we know deep down, just because everybody was wanting to chat, that this was a big win. Biggest win, I think, in the last 2 years. Statement. So I thought the locker room was energetic. Everybody had something to say. Everybody was upbeat except for our boy CeeDee Lamb.
Think about I'm not trying to take a shot at Micah, but maybe this is a veiled shot, or maybe this is just the reality of it. And you've talked to plenty of guys in the locker room. I've talked to plenty of guys in the locker room.
Pre and post, Micah.
I don't think I've ever, let's put it this way, I never heard anybody talk about Micah the same way we've heard people talk about Quinnen Williams.
Dude, everyone's mentioning Quinn.
Okay. I'm not saying
he's making
that
all their jobs easier.
Well, not just that, but okay. The thing about Micah Parsons is this, and I'm not speaking out of term here. I mean, nobody viewed him as a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Amazing on the field. Okay. And I'm not even going to go generational. I think we've thrown that. Miles Garrett is a generational.
I'm not mad at that. Okay. Arlington Martin, baby.
Miles Garrett is generational. Micah Parsons isn't on the same level as Miles Garrett, and I don't think I'm being hyperbolic by saying that. But Quinnen Williams. Whether it's and again, whether it's Osa, whether it's Overshown talking about it, whether it's the guy, whether it's the Revels of the world talking about it, whether it's Ezeraku talking about it.
Offensive guys.
I mean, almost every single player, offense and defense, has had something. And you've seen it. See, that's the difference. Now, don't get me wrong. You saw it last year you see it when Mike is on the field. But at the same time, too, though, I just get the feeling that Quinnen is a natural leader, both on and off the field.
And I think to be defensive tackle versus defensive end, it's a lot more selflessness. Obviously, if you're a D tackle, you're eating up double teams so that Dante Fowler and Sam Williams
so that your defensive ends can get loose.
Yeah, versus the defensive end who's like, I mean, it's almost like the wide receiver of the defense. Like, you know, you're the superstar. You're the one that's getting posted. You're the one getting the sack. You're the one doing the dance after you get it. Everyone's looking at you. So it's if you don't have those leadership qualities, it stands out more like, oh, this guy's all about himself. This guy's just whereas Quinnen is like, I don't have to get a sack. He didn't get a sack yesterday, but I think we can all agree was top five, top three most impactful player.
Tell you what, though. I mean, how many times did we see him in the backfield? There was that one play where he just basically just mauls the guard and snatches up our boy Saquon Barkley, who only had 22 yards yesterday?
22, 26,
that he
like
had
that.
Something. I mean,
he only had one rush over 6 yards.
I mean, I think the biggest play he had was a screen pass, right? Yep. That went down the side of the field, and then of course, obviously, the one play that Sam Williams came up from behind him and punched the ball out. So, you know, you're starting to see over the last two games, and you know, I asked a couple of the guys yesterday. Obviously, you know, and you got to kind of preface how you say it. Like, look, I get it. The win against the Raiders was nice. It's good to get that dub, but it has to mean something a little bit different when you're beating the defending Super Bowl champs. And they said, look, this obviously, you know, we needed to get the win, but yes, it does mean something special when you beat a divisional opponent and a team that is of the echelon of a Philadelphia Eagles.
And let's be honest, let's take the football aside of it. I know all the fans in there, they had to take the beating of being down 21-0.
Oh,
all
the Eagles fans probably, was on a roll.
Twitter's on a roll. In real life at the game, it's on a roll. Yeah. We're hearing go Eagles go at the game. There's green jerseys everywhere. I'm sure all the Cowboys fans in the stadium were having to hear it. Your team is no good. Go home. You didn't show up for a big game. And I just know all the fans that were watching on TV, at a sports bar, listening on the radio, or at the game are vindicated because the Cowboys were able to come back and get a big, big W. Something they've never done before as far as coming down 21-0. I want to say our boy Sirianni has never had a loss of lead like that either. So just a great day to be a Cowboys fan, terrible day to be an Eagles fan. I know after the show I'll be listening to Eagles radio to kind of hear if there's any people crying and sad, because I've seen a couple on Twitter. But
well, Hugh Douglas was talking about what their team would look like with Dak Prescott at quarterback.
Well, let's go to the beach and let's look at some bikinis. And by bikinis, I mean stats. Let's do a little stat-kini. Bikinis show a lot, but they do not show the full picture. The same could be said about stats for this Dallas Cowboys versus the Eagles game. Let's break down those stats and give a little bit more context.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.